لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العظيم All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And the choicest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to continue acknowledging His bounties and to express gratitude for it and also not to snatch away any of His ni'mats and blessings from us. On account of our sinfulness, on account of our disobedience to Him. Alhamdulillah, my brothers, this ayat of the Quran that I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in it drawn our attention to one very serious and one very grave negative psychological trait that can overtake a person if he is not careful. So here Allah Ta'ala has actually in this ayat of the Quran helped us to keep our psyche, as we say, psychological, you know, trait positive and not negative. The translation of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, alaykum anfusakum, take care of your own selves. Take care of your own selves. La yadurrukum man dhalla, that those who have gone astray, They will not harm you. They will not hurt you. إِذَا تَدَيْتُمْ As long as you are guided. As long as you are on the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of you are finally going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala will inform you about what you used to do. Now this is the translation of an ayat. In it there is an important message that has been given to us where Allah is warning us about not becoming victims and not falling foul to a very serious and a grave negative psychological trait. When I say psychological, that means the psyche of a person must at all times be positive. His way of thinking, his outlook in life, his mindset must always be towards the positive and he must be aware of the harm that can come and how he must avoid it. So, when does this come out? There are three things with regard to this. The first is, that in the environment that we live around, at all times, it has always been like this, that there's a lot of evil. And when a person starts studying and taking stock of this evil about him, in whichever way it might be, when he starts noticing it and taking it seriously, then it can happen that this will affect him very, very negatively. He is exposed to the different bad and the evil that is around. It is there. We're not saying it's not there. It's there. So this ayat of the Quran, Allah says, take care of your own self. So if a person is exposed to a lot of evil, and it can be in his own interaction with people, he might be seeing it happening all the time around him. He might be seeing the low morals of people, how low and filthy people have become in their ways. Or he might hear about it, sitting in, you know, functions and sitting in little gatherings and having the little gupshup, as you say, and hears this and hears that and hears whatever. Or in the media, he is exposed to it. He opens a newspaper from page one till the end. It's just a whole lot of bad things written about corruption and whatever it might be. He goes on to the TV, he's listening to the radio. He's just hearing about murder, mayhem, bloodshed, anarchy, whatever it might be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the situation. But you must take care of your own self. So your person will be exposed and he'll come to know about, you know, the degeneration of society as large, of humanity. In different ways there's degeneration. Moral degeneration. He might come to hear about, you know, there's no more peace and safety and security. Lives are no longer safe. Property is no longer safe. People's name, reputation, honor is no longer safe. These are the things. Immorality has reached such levels, such low levels, it was never thought about that people can do these type of things. Irreligiousness, these are all negative things that can affect a person and which are happening around. And these are the things that will be there. Irreligiousness, Likewise, political situation and on the front, in every political front, there's just backstabbing and there's just lies and there's just corruption and whatever else might be happening. Economically, wherever he sees, there's just a problem. Wherever he hears, there's people just going down and people are just becoming bankrupt and people are just losing. So all these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are there. And these are happening on account of people being deviated, situation going out of the control, people are no longer on the straight path. So that's the first thing. Now, coming to the individual, today we're talking about the individual. Allah Ta'ala says in this verse which I recited, Alaykum anfusakum, take care of your own self. Meaning what? That sometimes when a person focuses too much on everything else and on everybody else's ills, the danger is that he can harm himself also. And one of the things that can bring him down is that those people mustn't hurt me. The danger that can hit him is he can start living in such a state of sadness, you know, and gloom and doom, always thinking negatively, leading a life of fear at all times because of these things happening around him. And he is focusing on those people all the time. He is worried about all those people's evils. And he forgets himself. That's why in one ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You command people to do good and you forgot yourself. So that happens many times with people. In their enthusiasm of wanting to put the whole world right, they don't look at their own back door, or their own backyard, or their own front door for that matter. They are in a sad state. Now we must remember one thing, that this ayat which I have recited, we must not in any way think it is contradictory to the normal message of the Quran and the Hadith, where we have been commanded by Allah Ta'ala to exhort people to do good. We see people doing bad, we must tell them don't do it. When we see people not doing anything, we must tell them do good. That is a different department. This ayat is not in any way suggesting that you must not do that or you must shun that responsibility. This ayat is telling us that when you see all these bad things happening around you, stop focusing so much on it and take care of your own self. Pull yourself together. It mustn't happen that in this state of negative outlook, you will then start harboring suspicion about everybody. Anybody and everybody you see, you're going to see them in a bad light. To such an extent that you will also start making ghibat, backbiting about people, which is not even the case sometimes. And if it is the case, so what? What has it got to do with you? But you are destroying your akhirat. You are destroying your relationship with Allah Ta'ala. You are becoming filthy because of all the filth that you are focusing on. That's the message here. Stop focusing on all those things. And also, you will start slandering people. You will start, you know, suspecting people. You will start carrying around rumors. And you will bring other people down because of your own negative mindset. Allah Ta'ala is warning, it mustn't happen. Somebody wants to do something positively, you say, bye, you know what, the world is gone to the dogs. What you still wasting your time with all this? What you want to still put? And you get, mashallah, you know, champions of humanity who start off in their small little ways trying to put things right. And then, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala takes them very, very far. But now, if we have got that kind of outlook, that negative one, which Allah Ta'ala has warned us about in the Quran Karim, we'll bring that person also down. We will not even let him go forward. He will just cast, you know, throw water over us at all times. Allah is warning us here. And the worst thing is that we will be destroyed in the process. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man qala halaka an-nas fa huwa ahlakahum aw kama qal." He who says that man is destroyed, you know, people say, men are gone to the dogs. Jesus, you know, just dismiss everybody and discount everybody and discard everybody with such a negative tone that people standing there around also start losing all hope in life. So this person, he's become depressed. This person has lost hope in life. And this person who is so negative, his own actions are going to be such, he's not going to make an effort of doing good deeds. Because why? He'll say, everybody is messing it up, so why mustn't I also mess it up? Everybody is doing haram, so what if I also do haram? Somebody else will want to do good, he'll say, why are you wasting your time by trying to be a good human being? Everyone is messing it up. So that is the second thing with regard to this ayat of the Quran. The first is the negativity and the effect it can have on a person's mindset and how it can bring him down and how he can bring other people down. So the Quran has warned here that you watch out. Alaykum anfusakum. When you are in a situation like that, take care of yourself. And what you do? You immediately must start worrying about yourself. Again, let us not forget that the institution and the responsibility of advising and exhorting people to do good and preventing them from evil, that stays in its place. Here we're talking about, Allah says, that those that are evil, that you are seeing as evil, those that you are focusing, they will not harm you, they will not bring you down as long as you have ensured that you are on the straight path. So that now brings us to self introspection and looking at ourselves, that am I really a good human being? Am I an honest person? Am I a sincere person? Am I loyal? Am I trustworthy? Am I truthful? All these things. Or am I a liar? Am I a person that, you know, schemes and scams and do all kind of things to bring other people down? Am I a person who do other people down, does other people down, speak bad about them? If you are looking at the bad of all those people, worry about yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, today when we hear somebody did something, or somebody fell into a problem, or somebody did something very bad, very quick to start passing judgment. And this is the other problem. People become judgmental. They start passing judgment on other people. Obviously, that has happened. It has happened. But that must not make us lose focus of ourselves. What about me? How am I conducting myself? Those people are going to sleep in their own qabr. Where am I going to sleep? I'm going to sleep in my qabr. That's why Allah says, take care of yourself. You're going to sleep in your qabr. How are you going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us about this in one hadith. So when a person asking, how am I looking at things? How am I using my gaze? Am I looking at haram? How am I using my ears? How am I conducting myself in business, in transaction? I am very quick to say, you know, those people are cheating, those people are stealing. What am I doing in as far as cheating and stealing, wherever I can do my little bit, in whichever little way it might be? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has actually, in support of this ayat, in another place, he says, when must a person start worrying about himself? He says, when you see four things happening. Number one, when you see such greed, that everything is just based on greed. When a person speaks, when he does anything, when he suggests anything, underlying agenda is greed. How can I get more for myself? So we can see it's transparent. Sometimes people's intentions and their actions are very, very clear. So when you see that happening, the first thing. The second thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person starts blindly following all his desires, he can't be cared what the Quran says, what the Sunnah says, what is, you know, logical. He can't be cared what is reasonable. He can't be even worried about what is humanly correct and incorrect. He just follows his desires left, right, and center. The third thing, the third thing is when he gives preference to the dunya. Everything that person does as though the akhirah doesn't exist. Everything he's only worried about is making up, beautifying, increasing his dunya, and doing other people down and doing whatever, saying whatever, lying this way and that way. And the fourth thing is that when he has got ajabu kulli dhi ra'in bi ra'i, when he thinks my opinion is the opinion, no one else's opinion matters. We have those kind of people. Everyone is a kafir, everyone is a fasiq, everyone is a fajir. Why? Because everyone else's opinions and ways does not suit theirs. So they just declare everyone kafirs. There will be no Muslims left in this world, actually, if you're going to take those kind of people serious. Nevertheless, my respected friends and brothers, so when a person forgets that, you know what, there are other people who have also got views and opinions, and they are looking at things from a different view, we need to respect all of them. So when that is lost, these four things happen, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the time has come for you to take care of yourself. Worry about yourself. Don't worry about the other people. See how well I have progressed from yesterday to today. How have I improved myself from last week to this week? They say that that person, I'm saying, that that person whose 2 days are alike is in a loss. In other words, yesterday also you were, mashallah, on a certain level, and today exactly, whatever you did, I'm talking of good deeds. And today also he did. Like, ask a businessman, every day you ask him, how did you do today? By, he says, same like yesterday. And ask him 2 days later, same like yesterday. My profits are same like yesterday. The man is going to a loss, he does not realize it. So the same thing with regard to ourselves. How have I improved? Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala, who is sitting at home, and suddenly something happens to him. comes running out of his house, saying, Hanzala has become a munafiq, referring to himself. Hanzala has become a munafiq. I was wondering why Hanzala is saying he's become a hypocrite. He comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is surprised. Why you say you became a munafiq? Something struck this man. He's a great sahabi. He says, you know, when we sit with you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time, we are on another level of thought and we are so connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are so worried about our akhirat. We are so connected about the remembrance of Allah. And when we go and get involved in our worldly things, then we sort of cut off and we forget about Allah ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that does not make you a munafiq. You are doing worldly things, it's all right, it's permissible things you are doing. And it is not possible, it is very, very rare that someone can, in his worldly things, doing whatever worldly permissible things doing is, also to be at that level which he finds himself in my company. God, it's not possible. We are in the masjid, mashallah, we're connected. When you go out, we just get disconnected. The signal gets weaker, as we can say. You know, the connection is gone a bit lower. But whatever the case, look at Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu, how he became conscious of himself, that he started worrying. So how much worry have we got with regard to our iman, our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, how sincere are we, how loyal are we? Are we not hypocrites maybe in any way? Are we doing anything about sorting that matter out? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, we know how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken so highly of him. And one day he heard, Sayyidina Umar, that the confidant of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Huzayfa ibn al-Yaman, has got a list of the hypocrites. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, the following people are hypocrites, confirmed hypocrites. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu became worried. He said, I wonder if my name is on there. So he goes to Hazrat Hanzala, to Hazrat Huzayfa. He said, tell me, am I on that list? Is my name there? Who is on that list? Hazrat Huzayfa says, secret pie, can't give you the information, can't give it to you. It is confidential list. Sayyidina Umar, such a great sahabi, he is worried. So this is what we are saying, alaykum anfusakum, worry about yourself. Worry about what is my condition. Everybody else is doing wrong, everybody else is doing haram, and everything is not right. Fine, it's there, but do not let that bring you down, and do not let that let you lose focus of yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Sayyidina Umar gives a lecture in the masjid. Everybody starts obeying him, mashallah. He gets worried that, you know what, it mustn't make me feel big-headed and proud and arrogant. Some people have that thing. Hey, I gave a talk. Everybody came and said me, mashallah, you spoke very, very well. Allah ta'ala protect us from that kind of sickness. It's a sickness, actually. It's called conceit. And that one also complimented me. That one also, nobody must compliment anybody. You can affect a person. So Umar radiallahu anhu was worried about that. So after the Chuma Bayan, when he gave the talk, he goes to a home of a poor lady and he starts cleaning out the house, starts sweeping. In other words, he lowers himself to the lowest that he can bring himself. So it mustn't come in my head that I am Umar and see how I have influenced people. And in this way, my respected friend, we can give lots of examples. We conclude on the saying of one very great poet. His name was Allama Iqbal. We all know him. Allama Iqbal is Urdu Sher, it's Urdu couplet. He says that our gaze was on everybody else. When our gaze was on everybody else, then everybody was bad. And the day our gaze fell on us, when we started worrying about our own weaknesses, there was nobody bad in this world. We were the only bad ones. So that is what we are saying. At all times, keep a check on ourselves and make a concerted effort of improving ourselves in so many ways, mashallah. Jamaat, going out, sitting in the company of the elders, sitting in the company of the pious people, reading, finding out, and improving ourselves with every matter that we do, and we improve ourselves, inshallah, we will at all times be conscious that I have done better today, alhamdulillah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will be safe and you will remain safe as long as you keep a gaze on yourself and on your weaknesses. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.